This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The way the federal government was run is shocking. And we're finding out more details of it every day. And I have a funny feeling about all of this. Just the scale, the scope of it, of what looks like, fraud, theft? Mm-hmm. Basically, the way it works, and this is incredible. If you listen to Elon Musk describe this in the interview that he did last week with Jesse Waters. If you had a password, you could log in to the payment system. You could just request payment at the Treasury, and it would go. It would just go. You were supposed to have what's called a TASS number, so that would at least say, hey, okay, I'm with Mike's satellites. And, you know, Department of Homeland Security is supposed to pay me $20 million for a satellite or something. And that would be correspond to a budget code, right? And then the payment would occur. Except you didn't need one. So we have untraceable payments. $4.7 trillion a year. That was shocking. But that was last week. No. We've moved on to this week. Treasury Secretary Bessent's testimony is so mind-numbing. And you know this is devastating because the mainstream media is blacking this out right now. This should be the biggest story in the country. That's how outrageous this is. According to Bessent, Lee, over one-third of the $1.5 billion in payments issued by the Treasury Department in the past year cannot be traced back to a corresponding appropriation. And what that means, that sounds wonky, but all it is a section of Congress's budget where they appropriated it, where they said, okay, yes, by law, we are spending this money. Let me repeat that because I know you're busy, you're in your car and thinking, I didn't hear that, right? Oh, yeah, you did. Over one third of the 1.5 billion payments, that's not dollars, 1.5 billion payments issued by the Treasury Department the last year cannot be traced back to a corresponding appropriation. They can't even figure out what the money was for. They can't even hope to untangle it. That's, to be clear, 500 million payments, not dollars, payments, individual disbursements, that cannot readily be matched for auditing or accountability purposes.
That type of fiscal irresponsibility would never be tolerated in corporate America.
You'd go to prison for this. You can't do it. I mean, Elon Musk explained this. Instant SEC investigation right off the top. And you'd have to have damn good attorneys stay out of prison if you did this. Here's Scott Bessent under oath, our Treasury Secretary, explaining this yesterday to Congress.
What I can say at Treasury, that of the 1.5 billion payments we send out every year, they're required to have something called a TASS, a Treasury account symbol. We discovered that more than one third of those payments did not have a TASS number. So as the Appropriations Committee, you should be shocked by that, because how can a payment be tracked back to an appropriation? Only through the TASS number. So there was no accountability. So that is why the 450 organizations that sit above Treasury, where Treasury acts as the paymaster, are unable to pass an audit. So we have cracked down on that. Every payment now requires a TASS number. Very simple.
400 agencies can't pass an audit? Just the scale is, look, I'm sure there's some payments in there where they've just never had to have the TASS number before. Maybe they're legitimate contractors and they, I mean, I'm sure there's some of that. I'm sure it's not 100% fraud. I'm not sure. Nobody actually knows, but that's my theory.
Yeah. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
We'll give them the benefit of the doubt, but the scale of this. Now listen to how Bessent describes the upper management that put this in place.
It's a bit mystifying why they weren't in place. And what we are seeing is that there was a very complacent upper level of management in many departments across the entire government.
Oh, I bet there was. I bet there was. What about the lower level folks who watched this?
And I will tell you that the mid-level employees who I have had come into Treasury to talk to me about that feel liberated. That they have, you know, they tell me, I've been here 20 years. I've always wanted to do this. I've been here 14 years. And they feel as though they now have agency and are making a difference towards saving the American taxpayer money. So
this is what happens when an outsider gets into the administration.
Yeah. This was a very carefully calibrated and calculated fraud system. That's what this was. This was not confusion. Let me tell you how you know that. Do you remember when I started talking about hand-to-hand combat and DOGE?
Right, yeah.
And that started the Treasury, a 30-year Treasury official. DOGE walks through the door. They are deputized federal employees who answer to Donald Trump. They are on the payroll. They have every right to be there. So does the Treasury Secretary, who's already been confirmed. And they say, let us into the payment system. The guy who's been running it for 30 years refuses to hand them the passwords. That tells you everything you need to know. He didn't want them in the system. They went back and forth. They had this, you know, sort of argument over security, who was going to get in. Eventually, there was another person working at the Treasury who said, here, I've got the passcodes. I'll get you into the system. And that guy was given the option to the one who impeded them to either be fired or resign, and he resigned. The media, of course, made him out to be a martyr.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that guy who put that system in place. And remember Elon Musk, what he said? He said, look, we have checked when, and some of these places, when we can tell where the money's going, are, he said, they've sent money to terror organizations. They've sent money to fraudulent organizations. In other words, organizations that are not legitimate. And then on top of everything I just told you, don't forget this other story. I keep waiting for somebody to put this in one space spot, like in a story, because it's so mind-blowing. Never mind, in addition to all of this, Lee, that we still haven't gotten answers on the $500 billion a year that goes to expired programs where they've ended 15 months ago, 15 years ago. One of them was 40 years old. They're still paying out. Well, when there's no congressional authorization, there's no oversight. Where is his money going? Where did he go? Who collected it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I mean, so the size of it, I'm honestly wondering, remember how Elon Musk came in the beginning, said, yeah, we'll save $1 trillion.
Yeah,
we could say, right. We could cut the deficit in half. And now the official total, and this is what they've actually cut, it's like $169 billion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be surprised if he gets to $1 trillion over time. And what happens is 2 weekends ago on Saturday, this story has a good ending. They actually finally put this system on. They put it, you have to have the code. And it's got to match a section of the budget. And on day one, we haven't heard since, but on day one, $324 million in payments was rejected one day.
Wow.
Yeah, that's wowza. So that gives you an idea of what's going on here. And don't be surprised if there's not like an account that starts building with billions and billions and billions and billions in it, where Congress has appropriated it thinking they need to spend it, but it was always fraud. It was always whatever it is that they're doing.
So maybe we really didn't need to borrow and print all that money to begin with, Karen.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, that I'm not, it's a possibility. Maybe an optimistic one, but it's a very real possibility. So you had the $500 billion a year for expired programs, which that hits like a bombshell. No one denies it. And I'm like, well, okay, cool, let's cut it. Nobody offers to do that.
Yeah.
It's very, very weird. So look, there is, even though it seems like above the surface there's not a lot going on, there's a revolution going on underneath with this. And then there's this other thing. Listen to this. Think this is all these other ways, okay? And then there's this weird thing that Elon Musk announced. Nobody disputed it. Treasury Secretary agreed, and we haven't heard anything about it more in 2 weeks. There was this other weird thing that happened. There were people who had the correct code for the budget, filed for the payment, and it was rejected because all the money had already been spent. Well, that's not possible. You know, again, if it's $20 million for Mike's satellite, according to Section 100 of the federal budget, so Mike goes to file, okay, my $20 million payment, the money's gone? Well, who else has a code? How did they get the money? If Mike's legitimate and he's got the legitimate code and we legitimately owe him $20 million, where did the $20 million go and why is it gone? I don't know. Doge is still on it. Elon Musk is still working on Doge, they say, a couple of days a week by phone. So he's not there in person anymore. And this is all we know. But this just came out. So you know what this tells me, Lee? First of all, they're being very smart about this. They are doing what they should have done from the beginning. Keep this close to the vest.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got every last I dotted and T crossed. But what this tells me is in these 2 weeks that he just scratched the surface there. That's what they learned. Again, if you're just tuning in. Over a third of the payments made by the Treasury, over a third of the $1.5 billion individual payments, not dollars, payments made by the Treasury cannot be traced back to a corresponding appropriation in the budget. So this is going to get interesting. And you know what? This is why I think the budget director, Russ Voigt, who is awesome, is talking rescission. Now, we'll come back later, get the money through rescission. What does that mean? Well, look, we got $500 billion sitting here. Apparently, we didn't need it. Let's go ahead and cut it. They can do that with 51 votes.
This country must end the process of passing budgets by continuing resolution.
Yes, we have to.
Now.
We have to.
Now.
It's bad.
That is contributing to this.
And Lee, I still keep coming back to you. I've been saying this for weeks. Since Trump took office and we found this and Doge found this, somebody ask Mike Johnson, just for the love of God, ask him, or ask Kevin McCarthy, he's on Fox News all the time. How did you manage to miss the $500 billion, not billion, trillion, that you appropriated for expired programs? Did you really understand what you were doing when you were speaker? Did you actually even read the budget? And if you didn't, who did? Have you called him? Because Lee, if that was in my name, I would be on the phone. Even if I'm not in Congress anymore, I'd be in a phone, I'd be calling up everybody like, wow, I've got some liability here. Could you explain to me how we accidentally spent $500 billion for expired programs? And also, where is the money? How do you make a mistake like that? Nobody asks. Every time I see Mike Johnson on the news, I'm like, somebody ask him. Nope. Not going to do it. But folks, we're going to get these answers. And it is going to be spectacular. You can tell the outlines of it. You can already see it. And folks, I've got so many questions. I mean, look, the total federal budget, 2024, right? It's $6.9 trillion. Again, $500 billion of that is expired programs. They're no longer authorized. Yet somehow the money got paid. And again, some of these programs have been expired for 10, 15, 20 years. How did no one notice that? That is a massive chunk of money. And yet nowhere in the process, some accountant didn't say, oh, wow, look, yeah, there's $500 billion. Those programs expired. Better put a stop payment on that. You know how many people had to work together for this to happen? Because I don't believe this is an oopsie. I don't. I think this is cartel level fraud. I think, again, we will look at this one day as the single largest financial crime in all of recorded human history. It's at that scale, and it's unfolding daily. Folks, this is going to be nuts.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.